Okay, that's the third pre-recorded shiur. That's for Sunday. And we're going to be learning Siman Tzadik. We're going to be learning Siv Hey and Vav, Mitzvah Hashem, page 242 in the Dirshu editions of the Mishneh Berurah. Siv Vav is Loi Bechov. A person should not daven in the ruins of a destroyed, demolished building. Why? For the three following reasons: Nechashad, suspicion. You never know who is going there, what he's doing there. It's very suspicious. Don't go on your own in a chover. But now, Mapolis is always a danger that the rest may collapse as well. So it's a dangerous place to go, and one shouldn't be davening there. But now, Mazikim, also because of Mazikim, there is spiritual dangers there. Therefore, it's not a great place to daven. Yud Gimel says v'loy b'chuva muchach b'gmor. The Gemara tells us the mutav leispal b'derech b'chuva. It's better to daven on your way than in a chuva and in ruins. V'afilu eichad leker bo ki im tam echot. It's either way. We learned early that it's not great to daven on the field, but it's still much better to daven on the field than to daven in a chuva. Siv Zayin, lo yachoyer beis haknesses. Don't daven behind the shul. Achoyer beis haknesses, behind the shul. Imenu machzir ponov lebeis haknesses, unless you are facing the shul. Veachoyer beis haknesses, uatzad shapesach pasuach boy. That means the entrance. Don't daven behind the shul where the entrance is. So the entrance is always the back. Shapesach pasuach boy. Vuhepach atzad shepoinim elov hakol shemispalim. In other words, you cannot be facing the opposite direction of where the people are davening. V'yesh meforshim behepach, and some explain the other way around. You're not to daven in the same direction as people are davening if you're outside the shul. V'roi lochush lidivrei shneim, and therefore best to be stringent like both opinions. V'gam k'shem yispal b'shat stotim chutz lebeis haknesses ish lehachmir. Not only when it's in the back of the shul, this is the problem. Also on the sides. That's only if you are just outside the shul. Then these problems arise. However, if you're in a house which is right next to the shul, uponov keneged Eretz Yisrael, and you're davening towards Mizrach, koroi as appropriate, v'achoyrov lakoiso, and your back is towards the wall, base of your house, shukoisl basic nesses mutter, that's okay. Shenonika shemachs upon the basic nesses. The point is, you cannot be facing a different direction than the shul. As long as you're right next to the shul, but if you are in a building, in a house, or let's say you daven right, your house is adjoining the shul, then this problem wouldn't apply. I saw a very fascinating story, a really fascinating story, of there was a certain person who was not brought up from, but he became a Baal Teshuva at one point. He lived in Haifa, and he opened a mosque, a yeshiva, or an organ, yeah, I think a yeshiva for Baal Teshuva, which was very successful. And he was with that yeshiva, he was able to be mekarev a lot of Yidden closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But himself, he had a history of not being from his entire life. When he was nifter, when this particular person was nifter, so they found out what was the background of that person. And the story goes that he was actually he had a shop. And I don't know if it was a news agent or he was selling music. Well, I don't exactly know what kind of shop he was, but he had a shop. And at one point, there was a foreign person that went into the shop and he wanted to buy something. And and that shop that contained also non-tzisnige items, some pre-tzisnige things, some non-nice. That's what he was selling. And this younger man came into the shop and looked the other direction. He looked away. Shulchanoch that we learned today, talking about facing the right direction. This young man also came into that shop of the non-foreign person. He was looking, but didn't want to see the items that one is not meant to look at. And he was thinking to himself, the shopkeeper then was thinking to himself, well, it must be that he's got something better. If he's not interested in that, must be he's got something better, something nicer. He's got something that doesn't attract him. He's got something better than that, and he wants to find out. And he realized this younger man is a Talmud Chacham. He's sitting and learning Torah. And he said, "Well, if that's better than what the shmutz that I'm selling, so I wanna look into that." And the rest is history. That shopkeeper then eventually obviously closed the shop, and he became Baal Tshuva, and he became Rosh Yeshiva, and he opened the yeshiva himself, and he was makar of lots of people. So Reb Dov Yaffe, Mashkiach, said once that so it's unbelievable. This young man came once to the shop. He looked the other way, and he walked out. And he has no idea what that impact was of his action. That because of that, the shopkeeper was impressed, and he looked into it, and he became a Baal Tshuva himself. He opened the yeshiva himself, and it was makar of lots of people. All that because of one little action that was done years earlier, and that obviously teaches us, that gives us an indication, and brings home what a small action can do at times. Especially when others see you, but even without it, if you do a proper action once, which is genuine and honest, how far that can go. I wish you'll be zoichet to have a bit of chizik from that. Okay.